Welcome back once again to Trade Show University, and it's time for step number 9, plan out your logistics. And the good news for you, because you've planned a marketing strategy, you're pumped and excited for your trade show, you're ready to go. And your competition, the vast majority of exhibitors, are really going to start right here with step number 9, planning out the logistics. And truth be told, they're probably not going to do a very good job of it. So I'm going to kind of walk through some logistics basics so that I can share some of the knowledge that I've gained through the years to help you be a little bit more effective at planning for your trade show. So, you know, from a big picture standpoint, I want you to get super organized. Back in the day, trade show used to send you your show manual, and it used to come in a book, in a binder. And nowadays, most of the time, that's going to come as a PDF. But I want you to get offline for a little while and print out your show manual. Now, you can kind of go through it and print what is most relevant to you, but it's a good idea to go ahead and print it, throw it in your into a binder, and really get organized. And I think that just having something tangible in your hand is going to help you get organized. And some of the areas that I really want you to watch from a logistics standpoint to minimize expenses, because really what we're trying to do from a logistics standpoint here is execute your marketing strategy, minimize expenses, and make sure that you have everything that you need for success. Okay, so we don't want you to get in a situation where the booth doesn't arrive or you spend too much. So let's talk about the booth in general and shipping and some of those related things. Like we talked about in step number 1, you want to start early, okay, so you can buy your booth and minimize costs. So that's the first thing I want you to do is I want you to try to have your trade show booth ready, okay, at least 6 to 8 weeks, at least 6 to 8 weeks before the show, okay? If you do that, I promise you it's going to give you the time to do your graphic design right, to make sure you have it exactly the way you want it. It's going to allow you to see print proofs. You know, with colors on marketing brochures or the booth or whatever, you know, when you look at your screen, the colors you see on your screen may not be what it prints out at. Every screen is a little different. So if like colors are real particular to you and how it's exactly going to look, a lot of trade show vendors such as Display It can send you hard copy samples so you can see what your booth is actually going to look like. This is really going to assure that you get what you're looking for, and you're going to minimize all your rush fees and shipping charges and so forth. And if you have your booth on time, it's going to allow you to ship it to the show on time. Now, at most trade shows, when you ship, you can do it to 2 different locations, and this will be in your show manual. The first is called direct to show site. So this means if you're trade show is at, let's say, the Georgia World Congress Center here in Atlanta, Georgia, you're going to have the opportunity to ship your booth to the Georgia World Congress Center, but you can only ship it on a 1 or 2 day window. And that window is usually the day before or maybe 2 days before a show. That's called direct to show site. Now, the problem with that is when you ship direct to show site, if something happens in your shipping, it goes the wrong direction or the flight was delayed, and you only have a 1 day window, it might not be there. And I do not want that to happen. Other problem that can occur is sometimes there's a long line of trucks lining up to deliver to the show site, and you may get to the show ready to set up your booth, but guess what? Your booth is in line, and it may be an hour or 2 hours before it ends up in your booth space. The way I want you to ship is advance to the warehouse. This will be in your show manual, like I said. Ship advance to the warehouse. And what that means is whoever's usually the general contractor for the show stores your booth in a warehouse very close to the convention center. And when it's time for the show, they bring your booth materials over to the show. Your stuff comes over first. So when you get there, it's sure to be in your booth. And you had plenty of time, a large window, to get it to the advance warehouse. But usually they will stop receiving shipments at the advance warehouse about a week and a half before the show. So you gotta plan ahead, get your booth done early so you can get it into advanced warehouse. If you did not have enough time to get the booth to the warehouse, the way I would like you to think about shipping, if it's a smaller exhibit, not too large, you may want to consider shipping it to your hotel, because the hotel would allow you to ship it with a greater window. So let's say that the show site requires you to get it on Friday. It can only arrive on Friday, and that happens a lot. But you don't want to chance it, and you have the booth ready on Monday, ship it Monday to get to your hotel on Wednesday. Okay? That way you have a little bit of margin for error. If it doesn't get there on Wednesday, it could still get there Thursday, or it could still get there Friday. So you just put a little note on there, please hold for guest arriving on Friday. Okay? That is probably the most important logistics that I'm sharing with you here, how to manage your shipping to a show. Also, one more tidbit on shipping to the show. Most shows, when you ship to Advanced Warehouse, they're going to charge you a minimum fee each time you ship an item to the Advanced Warehouse. So you want to gather everything together and ship it at one time. Because let's say you ship the bulk of the booth in once, you're going to pay a fee for that. And then let's say you ship some brochures in via UPS from one vendor, and then you ship another item in from another vendor, and then another item. Each time you're going to be hit with a minimum fee, could be $75 to $100. So you kind of got to do the math, but if you planned out and you're shipping everything ground, it's best to bring everything to you or your trade show company, and then ship that all at once to the Advanced Warehouse so you don't pay a bunch of minimum fees. Additionally, on your logistics, we talked about it in budget, but I want you to get your airfare and hotel reservations done well in advance. Look for discounts. You can find them. You've just got to do it early. You've got to plan ahead on that. If you decide to host a hospitality suite or some type of sponsorship, it is absolutely essential that you double and triple check all the elements. If you're going to have a giveaway in your hospitality suite, or you've got a caterer coming up, or somebody is purchasing food, or you just have to double, triple, and quadruple check with everybody who is clearly responsible for executing all of those elements. So have that in your binder. Be ready to check off that everybody understands exactly where the suite is, exactly what they're supposed to bring, when they're supposed to bring it, and when they say they understand all that, contact them again and make sure they understand it as well. Never assume in the trade show business, all right? This is show business, you only have one chance. You need to have tracking numbers. When you get tracking numbers, you need to go in there and track them. Say something was shipping to the Advanced Warehouse. Track it, make sure that it was signed for. Additionally, you can call the show general contractor. Usually they have a website, and they allow you to track it on their end. Because let's say it arrived, but maybe they didn't tag it exactly right. You want to make sure that they got it. It seems to be the right thing. If there's any issues at the show when you get there, a general contractor is your first place to go, so they can verify. You check with them, drive them hard. If anything's wrong, you push them and make sure that you've got your tracking numbers in hand, and they serve you to track down whatever you need to track down for success. So there's a lot of little things. I think that's the best thing that I want you to take away is you got to start this stuff early, and you trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. You know, you got to verify every detail of your planning. Keep your binder, keep it together, bring it to the show, have it in hand, and you'll have all the backup that you need for success. So I just like to thank you so much again. You know, we're almost through with this program. You guys have stuck with it through a lot of material, and I really appreciate it. And like I said, you're way ahead of the game. You know, when we think about planning out the logistics, if you don't do it right, you know, your plan can fail. But you know, for your competitors who don't plan out a marketing strategy, you know, I kind of joke that if they failed to craft a message or bring their message to life, you know, it almost doesn't even matter if they did the logistics wrong. Because without the right message, they're almost better off standing up in front of their booth with a sign that said, UPS lost my booth because I did a crappy job on my logistics. You know, that would really be a more compelling story than if they didn't think things through and just threw a lot of junk up on their booth, okay? So I know that you guys are way ahead of the game because you've done steps 1 through 8, and now with step number 9, planning out the logistics, you're ready to go, and you are going to dominate your competition, and you're going to add new customers and enjoy a lot of success in your business. So we're almost there. One more lesson to go. In a couple days, I'll be back with you. But I'm getting excited, and I hope you are too. We'll talk to you soon.